about a month now since we seen her. Still can't believe she came back. She actually came back. For as short a time it was. I really wish she'd stay. She's a much better leader than I. Sailing the feather, shouting command across the deck, even stowing away in a cove, dodging night patrol. Seems all I can do is the latter. None of these girls will lend ear to my command, or even bat an eye. Might as well stay holed up here in my bunk, scribbling in this old book for all I care. Shoot, I'd rather be writing the king's memoir, or logging away the end of the war for the local paper than try and take these ladies on. Suppose it can't be helped. The girls had to put up with all the crap Mr. Q and the other dumbass sailors gave us all those years. Maybe I should give them a bit more time, and some slack, to get used to all this freedom. Oh, looky here. Your scratched up map has led us to a nice spot to pull in for the night. Nice open field, mountain shade, and a cozy cove. Perfect. Dolores. Shoot. I never should have parked the boat. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it! This ain't good. Talk soon. D. This is too much. I've done what you asked, Miss Wren. Followed the map, ticked off every box on that godforsaken list. Stage 1, removal. Stage 2, retraction. 3, restructure. 4, 5, reinstate, reinforce. 6, reembark. 7, 8, 9, stop! Gah! All this time, your plan was a draft! And you knew it! I found more scribbly parchment behind your old headboard, my lady. This whole thing, from stage 1 to who the hell knows, was all an idea. Should've known. Every time I dock this old junker, I hear 'em. The creaks, the cracks, the ship is falling apart, goddammit. Should've never let you fly off with your man so soon. Dolores G. That's it. I'm done for. We're done for. Ship won't budge, and none of the ladies will either. Why elect me leader of the outfit if they think I'm not fit? Oof. Okay. Here's the deal then. The ship is dry. No fuel. One of the girls found a leak down below. We all suspect Confine tore it open before he last boarded. But lo and behold, if that ain't the last of my problems, after all your stages of remaking, the supplies are dry and the rations on board are thin. I've got Sylvia, our cook, to parcel it all out. If she heeds my simple word, could last us 4 more days. Myself, I'll search for an alternate food source. Never hurts to have a plan B. Some new girls who joined in stages 7 and 8 are keen to help. Bree's got well duty. Thank the ancients, she didn't give me too much of a fight. And ancient ones? Please, oh please, hear me out. You better have some sort of juice down below. Without a fuel source, our desalinator is a shiny silver tank with a knob on it. Like most of our former customers. Pardon, shouldn't have wrote that. hell with it, it's funny. I had to trade Mom's jade bracelet to convince Rosie she's a better fit for breaking down wood off the outer hull. If we're lucky, the fire from that'll keep us all moving for a few weeks. Girls got haunches made for splitting. Ahem. Splitting wood, of course. You know what I mean. I'll miss that bracelet. Sorry, Mom. And that brings us to Nat. Out of all these gals, and after all the crap you're putting us through, she's the only one here that'll listen to me. Damn it, the girl appreciates what I'm trying to do here. So I got her perched in the crow's nest with a spyglass and a shortwave barker. She sees or hears anything, I'll be the first to know. And it won't hurt to have her overlooking the rest of the bunch so nothing goes too awry. You can bet she'll be keeping an eye on Raji and Enid as they try to patch up the tank. Wish me luck, Ma. Your little Dolores Garnett. Nat saw something this morning, but it weren't no pirates or patrol, no drunk sailor harboring a vendetta against the girls. No, it was a ship. A destroyer. Enormous. Or was it a battleship? But moving that fast. A sleek tanker or another unmarked freighter. Whatever that thing was, it was dark yet bright as a star. Like it sucked away all the light from its path and shone it back to whatever eye happened to catch it looking as it shot across the horizon from the south before vanishing behind the ridge just behind us to the east. I couldn't make ends of it either, but the way its dark hull gleamed emerald against the sun, spurring waves of turquoise, streaming gold and blurry crimson to kiss the endless blues, and the way it sliced through the clouds, we all stopped and stared. It gave us all a familiar feeling. Wait, could it have been? No, impossible. It was way bigger. Mustn't delude myself with such. Sylvia's report. Rations ain't lasted nearly long as I planned. Tonight was our last proper meal. I'm closer to finalizing soil tests in the nearby field with Q's old scanner. If it manages to stay on, maybe we can try planting something soon. Just don't want seeds in poisonous ground. Let's hope for a quick harvest. Signed, Dolores R. Garnett. The girls don't trust me no more. I don't trust me neither. Winter's making for an early welcome, and we're running low on firewood. The soil's shot. Contaminated a lot of it's my fault. I might have omit one too many facts regarding our spot. Even if we had fuel, the ship's settling fast. Doubt it'll hold up through a proper liftoff. And it turns out, Nat just informed me that Raji and Enid took off before finishing the patch job. AWOL. Exactly when and where? Undetermined. Undetected. Probably snuck off to try and make it to the next town. Basically a death sentence as winter's a days away. And the nearest settlement's weeks away. And I wish they would have told me before they left. The leak was flowing downhill. Now the field's straight poison. I wouldn't dare feed my girls food grown in such trash. If the ancients believed in miracles amongst their space gas and dream powers, then they better send one quick. Oh, I guess I better mention, though I ain't proud of it, doing all these jobs with Confine's old tools is no easy task. The scanner's junk, and his old wood shovel crumbled to dust after throwing a few spades of dirt. Even from the afterlife, the old bastard's messing with our progress. Dolores. One fine day, ain't it? Sun's bright, not too hot, not too cold. Breeze hits gentle on your cheek. These rare, blessed Mondrian heaven days are something to grin at. A nearly perfect, taunting paradise. Ancient Elysium resting its hand on your shoulders. Before it drives you 6 feet below like a stake. There ain't nothing to be thankful for here. A day like today is always, always followed by sheer terror. As if the terror up to now weren't enough. Still, I let the girls rest. Some tossed pebbles back and forth, some wobbly danced a bit, some laid out to bronze neath the last few warm rays before winter seals it up. Mondrian winters can get every bit as harsh as the summers. Some of the ladies still choose to build, to fortify, but it weren't by my command, they just did it. Maybe a month or so under my guidance kept them going. If it were Miss Wren in my stead, well, honest, we wouldn't even be here. We'd be smuggling fuels and goods neath the Finalian palace as the king slumbered away. But I like to think she wanted to save us not only from Q's illicit business above the clouds, but her own. She must have known pirate life wouldn't suit these gals. No ma'am. Miss Wren, you have the right idea. Get out and get us out. Now, will we ever get out of here? DRG.